So, Layla, any questions you have for Kathy about this case?
There's a few questions I have about her case. First of all, the second cancer, when she was diagnosed in 2011, had a low oncotype recurrence score, which I wondered whether somehow this recurrence could be different than her initial cancer at that time, or may not have been eradicated by her adjuvant aromatase inhibitor treatment, especially once there was progression so soon after starting her metastatic treatment. So one thing that I was wondering about was whether an estrogen receptor mutation may explain this clinical course.
So I think that's actually an excellent reason to think about re-biopsying her tumor. Even though we've all been impressed by the improvement in response and progression-free survival by adding the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitors, they don't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And hormone therapy doesn't work for everybody. And there are many mechanisms of resistance. In this case, particularly since she has progressed relatively soon after having a pretty long disease-free interval, I think a biopsy to see, are there known resistance mechanisms, some of the ER-activating mutations that might point to different hormone therapies rather than immediately changing to chemotherapy? Mm-hmm. Is this growth of a subclone that is estrogen negative as an explanation? Are all excellent reasons to do a biopsy. The good news is that while her scans have progressed, she really feels perfectly fine. So that, in my mind, means there is not an emergent need that she has to switch to chemotherapy as her next choice, or that there isn't time to get a biopsy, change to different hormone therapy, see how that works for her, what the biopsy results might point you to before changing her to therapy that might bring a lot bigger toxicity burden.
Mm-hmm. So I have sent her liver biopsy off for Foundation One testing to look at the estrogen receptor, among other things, in this particular case. And I've switched her therapy to fulvestrant, and I have continued on her palbociclib while awaiting these results, which I expect in about 3 weeks. And then the next final decision will be made looking at those.
And we talked a little bit about continuing her palbociclib. So there's some, I think, legitimate questions. Is that first scan, is this really progression on combination, or was this just minor progression while she was on hormone therapy alone, and we don't yet have a really good evaluation of the combination for her?
In this particular patient's case, the two scans were done on different machines at different facilities, so that introduced at least enough question in my mind if maybe this just wasn't visualized fully on the initial scan to continue.